Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1745, the topic is nutrition, and the title is Tips to Improve Macronutrient Consistency. With my clients, and really anybody that's doing a diet, you are probably tracking some numbers. You might be tracking calories, grams of protein, grams of sugar. Maybe you're tracking when you have fats versus carbs, maybe even sodium, cholesterol. There might be some things, macronutrients, macros, that you're targeting, or at least some kind of nutritional components. If you want to improve consistency, be able to get closer to your target ranges and be able to do that every single day, we do have three tips that I use very often with clients. So I wanted to share those in today's podcast. One tip is, I just call it thirds. It has to do with daily distribution. They've done a lot of diets, and there are pros and cons of all types of nutritional distribution, meaning do you eat all your food at the beginning of the day? Do you spread it out throughout the day? Do you eat it all at the end of the day? What do you do with it? You know? And my general premise, that does change based on certain conditions, but my general premise that I promote is for people to eat pretty evenly throughout the day. There's a lot that goes into how you feel during a diet and the quality of tissue gain or tissue loss. Meaning, am I gaining mostly muscle with little body fat, or am I losing mostly body fat with little bit of muscle being gone? We want to have the quality of tissue change in our favor, and we want to feel good. We want to have good energy. We don't want to have crazy cravings. We don't want to have horrible sleep. There's a lot that goes into distribution and the impact that that has on how we feel. So I promote that people eat pretty evenly throughout the day. The concept of thirds is something I use often with people, is to break their day down into three sections. The first, say, 5 or 6 hours of being awake, the next 5 to 6 hours of being awake, and then the final 5 or so hours of being awake. So we're typically, you know, if we sleep 6 to 8 hours a day, that gives us roughly 16 to 18 hours of being awake. So 3 units of 5, 3 units of 6, whatever it might be, we want to break the day into the first third of the day, the middle third of the day, and then the final third of the day. Knowing that, we can divide our calorie targets and our protein targets up into thirds. Now, we promote this and teach it for free on our website. You can go to our website, www.brutalirongym.com. There's a page that is free nutrition education. The first document, the first link on that page is Create Your Own Nutrition Program. The document contains a supporting podcast along with a summary of information discussed within the podcast, and it has like calculations and everything laid out step by step by step of how you can create your own nutrition program. You can view that, you can print that, whatever you want to do. Totally for free, 100%. So you can find out what your macronutrient targets would be, calories and protein. You can then divide that by three. That then tells you, in the first one-third of my day, I want a third of my calories and a third of my protein. The second third of the day, I want the second third of my calories, the second third of my protein. The final third of the day, I want the final amount of calories and protein. The reason why this is very helpful is instead of tracking a day at 24 hours, which typically is a pretty long day, a lot of crazy events happen within a single day, people usually get overwhelmed, they get to the end of the day, they plug their numbers in, or they kind of figure out what their numbers are, and they're way the hell off. And it's just going to be impossible to try to catch up. So it's better for us to micromanage to a degree that makes it easier. Not that we're going to analyze every single hour or every 15 minutes of the day, but breaking it into thirds can be very helpful. So that is the number one tip that I share most often with clients, is to break their calories into like three sections of the day, break their protein into three sections of the day, and then use maybe a checklist on your phone. That's actually what I use. I have a notes feature on my phone, and I have time windows and make sure that I eat X amount of calories and X amount of protein per time window. I also have silent alarms on my phone. I get rid of any kind of ringtone. I even turn off the vibration. It's just something that pops up on my screen by a certain time that reminds me, hey, you know, you got to get on top of these foods. I also do it with supplements as well. But if you have a busy day, for me personally, I do look at my phone quite a bit because I text with clients or I check emails with clients. I do a lot on my phone. So, yeah, I can get kind of busy, but if that alarm pops up, it basically overrides anything I'm doing at that moment, and it says, hey, you know, get this in. So I use silent alarms. I use a checklist I go throughout the day, make sure I'm checking on my each section. I track the calories and the grams of protein mostly by just knowing, hey, if I'm eating this food, I know it has roughly 40 grams in because it did the last time I checked it. I don't need to check it every time. You know, if I'm having 4 ounces of chicken or, you know, 4 ounces of steak, if I'm eating similar foods every day, once I put it into, say, my Fitness Pal or my macros, something like that, put it in once, I kind of know what the general values are for that food. So I ballpark it. And I'm like, okay, I know I got, for me, my windows can be as high as 50 grams of protein per window. So I'm like, okay, I got my at least 50 in. Next window I go and I eat something, I'm like, yeah, I think it's like 60-some, so I know it's at least 50. But I just kind of ballpark it. I know I'm close on the grams of protein, on the grams, on the calories. And then maybe I'll sometime in the middle of the day kind of like put it in to get the specific numbers. Maybe I'll check it before my last meal just to double check where I am. I usually have a pretty good idea as I go through the day. I'll ballpark based on previous entries. I will read labels. You know, if I'm picking up and eating something that has a label on it, I'll just look at that and I'll say, oh, okay, this has, you know, 200 calories, 15 grams of protein, whatever it might be. Or I'll Google it. If it doesn't have a label on it, but I want to kind of be able to ballpark as I go through the day, I might Google that real fast just to see what's in it. The concept of breaking your day into three sections helps you not get to the end of the day and be so far off that you have no hope of hitting your numbers. So thirds, dividing your day into 3 5- to 6-ish hour sections can be a huge benefit. The second tip is to plan ahead. Do not react to your day. If you're like, I just go, you know, get up, oh, I'm super late, I don't know what in the world I have in the house, I'm just going to grab this real fast, get to work, do 1,000 projects, you're like, oh, crap, I'm an hour after when I'm supposed to eat, what in the hell's next to me? If you just react to your day, you're going to make horrible decisions. You're going to make the best horrible decision that you're aware of in that moment. But you're probably not going to make as great of decisions as if you were to plan ahead. You do not want to react to your day. Now, this has to do with way the hell more than just food. Quality of life and happiness and lowering anxiety and stress, all of that is related to planning your day. With, you know, food, with training, with what you're going to do as regards to top priorities, how you're going to manage your energy so you have enough energy when you're in the right moments for relationships. There's a lot you can do by planning ahead. And that is nutrition as well. That has to do with nutrition as well. We want to plan ahead. You do not want to react to your day. Have a plan for when you're going to eat based on what you're doing that day and where you'll get food from. Breakfast, pretty damn easy. Just get it from your house. You know, if you have any kind of commute, you can eat during the commute. So if you get up late, just grab some foods that can be eaten during a commute. One of the things I used to do is a bagel sandwich. I would toast a bagel, slap like 3 to 4 ounces of lunch meat on there. I'd eat that in the car as I would drive. Very easy. Maybe not the most like appetizing, but it worked. It was fine. You could also do, you know, like a drink, like a Core Power drink, which is pretty good in protein. They have 26 grams of protein. They also, I think, have like a 48 gram version. And maybe a package of nuts. You can make it easy. If you plan ahead, you can say, okay, how many calories do I need? How many grams of protein do I need? And what can I eat that matches how early I want to get up? If you get up at the last second every day, your life is going to be absolute shit and chaos. So get up a little earlier. You know, make it a little bit easier for yourself. Make sure you have some time to prep food and not start your day in some frantic, crazy mess that just stays all day. You want to plan a little bit ahead. So you can have breakfast at home. Lunch, say, okay, well, do I want to pack food with me? You know, am I going to take maybe a portion of last night's dinner and I'll eat that for lunch today? Or is there a restaurant nearby where I work? What are some healthy options I can get? Can I get some meat and vegetables maybe? You know, that's usually pretty good calorie control, pretty good protein portion within that. So meat and vegetables, pretty safe option at a restaurant. If you go to like a fast food restaurant, get the chicken sandwich, don't add the french fries, don't add, you know, high sugary content liquid. Just get the chicken sandwich or chicken nuggets, you know, whatever that might be. Just get a protein-rich item. And then dinner, you can get something, you know, on the way home. Maybe you swing by a grocery store, get a rotisserie chicken. You can have some foods that are pretty quick and easy to eat at home. So my wife, for example, she has to be gluten-free. She has a ridiculously sensitive condition to gluten. So we do bonza pasta, which is a chickpea pasta. You can boil the water, and then the pasta boils in like 6 minutes, and it's high protein. So she'll sometimes mix that with vegetables and feta cheese, and then this kind of like Italian dressing stuff that goes over top. It's all really good protein content. She likes the taste. Sometimes we'll mix in tuna with it. She likes tuna. Weirdo. I died on so much tuna, I can't stand tuna. But it's awesome that she loves tuna. Very happy for her that she likes that. So we'll mix in quick and easy foods. There's stuff that I can prep, cook, and clean in under 20 minutes. Very easy. I use 212 Meals, which is a meal prep service. I buy the 1 pound of chicken containers, and then I just microwave that in a minute 30 seconds, microwave a bag of microwavable rice in a minute 30 seconds. Within 3 minutes, my food is ready and I'm eating. Super easy. When you're done eating, you just throw the containers away. Pretty damn nice. So I just make it easy. You know, make it quick, make it easy, but I plan my day ahead. I know, okay, given today's activities, when am I going to eat breakfast? When and what? When am I going to eat lunch? When and what? And what am I going to have for dinner? When and what? So plan ahead. The third tip is to lower the friction. Make it easier, okay? Make it easier. Use Amazon to deliver a bunch of non-perishable foods. Use Instacart, if you have that option, to do grocery shopping. Those are quick and easy ways to have better foods available, because we tend to be too time restrictive and all of a sudden we run out of something. So you can use Amazon, you can use Instacart to deliver things if you have that available to you. You can use RTDs, which are ready to drink. I use Carnivore, which is a beef protein, because it's good on my stomach. Meredith uses Core Power because that's what she likes taste-wise. There's a lot of companies where it's basically a pre-made protein drink. So Carnivore, for example, is made by Muscle Meds. There's 40 grams of protein in it. It's only 190 calories. There is 0 grams of fat, 2 grams of carbs, which means absolutely nothing, 40 grams of protein. Now, if I want some carbohydrates or energy with that, I actually mix in Gatorade powder. But often I use this just to boost my protein for the day because I don't want to eat any more meat because I already have to eat like 2.5-3 pounds of meat a day. Now this depends on what style of diet I'm doing. But I usually eat around 2-ish pounds of meat a day. So an RTD, a ready-to-drink protein drink, is great because not only do I get that protein boost, I also don't have to clean the damn thing. It's just a container you pop open, you drink, and you throw it away. Very nice. I hate the typical like protein shaker things, because I never clean the damn things. They're a pain in the butt to clean. Then you forget to clean them. Then when you want them, you have to clean it before you can use it, and it's just a huge pain in the ass. I've done it for years and years and years and years, over 10 years, 15 years. So now that I have the availability to do RTDs, freaking love them. The whole idea is to lower the friction, make it easier. By using Amazon, Instacart, I can make shopping easier. By using RTDs, I can make that super easy. You can get packets of nuts, nut butter, tuna, chicken, microwavable rice, microwavable riced sweet potato is actually a thing, believe it or not. You can do cheese sticks. You can do Greek yogurt. There's a, like one of the snacks Meredith likes is Greek yogurt and granola. Freaking fast, super easy. You just plop it in a bowl, stir it around. She eats it. We throw the bowl in the sink and then I wash it up when I do the other stuff. But the idea is to make it easy. Those are the three biggest tips I can give, is to simplify, plan ahead, and make it easy. Use the thirds concept to break up your day. Plan what and when you're going to eat ahead of the day. If you react to your day, it will be crap. Do not do that. Plan ahead. And then make things easy. Use quick options. Amazon, Instacart, RTDs, packets of nuts, nut butter, tuna, chicken, cheese sticks, Greek yogurt, whatever it is, make it something you can pop it open and start eating in less than a minute, and that'll help you become more consistent. Okay, I hope these tips help. If you have any questions, shoot me an email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Remember, we have that free Create Your Own Nutrition Program document on our website, so go check that out at www.brutalirongym.com. Awesome. Okay, well, if you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on our website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.